Hello and welcome to another episode of the Financial Network podcast. My name is Sohail Ahmed. I'm the founder and CEO of the Financial Network. And on a regular basis, we try to bring you insights and perspective on finance and investing, particularly in the digital world. And today I'd like to have a brief conversation about this hype over Bitcoin halving. What is it and how will it affect Bitcoin pricing? And should you fall into this trap that this halving event is going to have the same price appreciation as it did in the previous halving events for Bitcoin? And if you've been on YouTube and you do anything on, if you watch anything related to investment, you'll notice a flood of advertisements from these young people that are promoting investment in cryptocurrencies, and they're using this previous price appreciation where Bitcoin did actually have significant price moves after it had the halving event, and they're saying, oh, you can invest now, invest 500 and turn it into 50,000 or whatever, you know, you can make thousands of percent. And you know, there was another analyst forecasting that Bitcoin is going to go to $288,000 per one Bitcoin, and people are, you know, starting to search and they're starting to see, well, okay, should I maybe take a punt and should I invest in Bitcoin because, you know, I can make thousands of percent, and you could, and you know. I do not know what's going to happen in the markets. I don't know what the price of Bitcoin is going to be tomorrow, 5 months or 6 years from now. All I can do is make educated guesses based on the information and the data we have. So what I want you to do and what I want you to be aware of is that cryptocurrencies are highly volatile. And if it sounds too good to be true, you know, it's probably not true. So be careful about subscribing to these, you know, services which are going to tell you which Bitcoin or which, you know, cryptocurrency is going to go thousands of percent and you're going to make a fortune. Because what they will do is they will try to entice you with a small investment of $50 or $500 or pounds. And then what they will do is they will try to sucker you in with a larger amount because they will play on your greed. And I've seen these advertisements where they're saying, well, this is your opportunity to become rich in financial freedom and retire by investing in Bitcoin or some of these other cryptocurrencies. And yes, yeah, they can go up, but they're not going to go up significantly. And there is high risk. So you should only invest risk capital. All right. So that's my first and foremost insight. Be very careful and cautious. So now let's talk about what is Bitcoin halving mean. A bit of a tongue twister, actually. So this basically occurs. I don't want to get too much into, you know, the blocks and all that, but a Bitcoin halving occurs when the block rewards or the number of Bitcoin that enters circulation is reduced by half. And what I mean is you have these computers, these miners, that are mining Bitcoin, right? And they mine Bitcoin by solving complex problems. And whenever they solve that problem, they are rewarded with a Bitcoin, all right? So what is happening now is that there's apparently one block is produced every 10 minutes or so. So after this halving event, each block will take twice as long. And this means that the new Bitcoin will be subsequently issued half as fast as before. I apologize, it's been reduced in half. So, you know, it will be actually, you'll get more blocks produced. And this means that the schedule that the Bitcoin, the programming is built upon, means that 210,000 blocks with the purpose of being the issue or the total supply into the market would become less frequent over time, right? Because the total supply of Bitcoin has been capped at 21 million. And that means that there will be less Bitcoin, or it will, the miners will have to make more effort into mining Bitcoin, right? And that means that the supply of Bitcoin will go down. And assuming that the demand increases or stays the same, you know, the price of Bitcoin will go up, right? So it's, and I probably haven't done the best explanation of this, as I could perhaps. But basically, when Bitcoin started, you know, there were 50 Bitcoins were rewarded to a miner for each block that they produced, okay? And then after about three years or so in 2012, that reward was cut down to 25 Bitcoins, okay? And then in 2016, 4 years later, that reward was cut down to 12 and a half Bitcoins, okay? And now in 2020, in the next halving event, the block reward, or the reward for each block that they're going to solve, is going to get reduced to 6.25 Bitcoin per block, or around $8 million or so, right? Depending on what the price of Bitcoin is. So this means that the halving events will continue until the block reward reaches zero, and there's no further reward for producing Bitcoin. And that will happen when the total supply of Bitcoin reaches 21 million and is estimated to be around 2140, or in about 20 years time. Okay, so now why is this important? This is important in the cryptocurrency market, and these YouTube your promoters of cryptocurrencies are using this as an opportunity to entice people to get in. Because what that means is that the functionality of the Bitcoin network, right, relies on this coin, the Bitcoin, retaining its monetary value. Okay, and a distribution schedule with regular halving events is designed to support the and encourage and entice the miners to keep the supply tight. So the supply of Bitcoin that enters the market is continuously being reduced. So each halving event sharply reduces the Bitcoin inflation rate, if you want to say. All right. And the inflation rate is essentially equivalent to like the inflation rate for other currencies. And but it's in Bitcoin, it's kind of programmed within the algorithm to, and that's why, you know, people and you know, fans and advocates of Bitcoin say that, you know, unlike other currencies where there is no control on supply and governments or central banks have the opportunity to issue currency at will, you know, Bitcoin is, you know, will retain a scarcity because of the control and supply. Okay. Now, Bitcoin investors get hot and heavy and really excited about this because they expect Bitcoin prices to go up, and this halving event to support an increase in pricing, okay? And, okay, you know, in previous markets and in previous halving events, you know, the price of Bitcoin did appreciate, right? And appreciated significantly, right? And now if we were to go back to November of 2000 and... or maybe was it the beginning of November or back in November, back in 2012, Bitcoin was trading at under $4 for one Bitcoin. $4 for one Bitcoin, okay? And by the end of the year, 2012, after the halving event, it had jumped up to $13. So it almost doubled. Okay, which kind of, okay, makes sense, you know? But in the next halving event, which was in July of 2016, and in anticipation of this event, you had some sell off by some investors before the event, and which is kind of similar to what we're having right now. But then by early 2017, as this ICO, the initial coin offering, boom and mania kind of occurred, and then Bitcoin in 2017 rocketed from about $1,000 to just under $20,000 for one Bitcoin. And then it fell back down to 3,000 at the beginning of 2019. And just a few days ago or yesterday, it was it yesterday, the day before, it, you know, almost hit $10,000 for one Bitcoin. But now as we speak, you know, it's fallen back to about $8,500. Okay, so it's fallen 15% over the past few days. And actually on Sunday or over the weekend, there were some issues with some of the cryptocurrency exchanges. Even I think Coinbase as well was down. And I don't really know why that was. Perhaps some retail people who are trying to jump into this as a quick get-rich-quick scheme. And so, you know, that's kind of the reality. Yes, historically, Bitcoin halving has had a positive impact on prices. But I don't know if that's going to be necessarily the case this time around. Okay, because now you've got a really mature market and there's a lot of market participants. And if price does rise, you're going to get people that are going to come into the market to sell, right? And the pricing of any asset, including Bitcoin, is determined simply by the supply and demand characteristics. You know, you have more demand than supply, price goes up. You have more supply or sellers than buyers, price goes down. That's the real simple economics 101. And investment 101 is it's all about supply and demand. All right. And now, you know, there is a concern that because now the miners, the you know, will have to, you know, obviously they'll have to spend more energy. They're going to incur higher costs to earn the same amount of Bitcoin, that they may have to upgrade their facilities. They may have to upgrade their infrastructure. You know, they'll have to get more computers, more mining power, and they could be selling Bitcoin to be able to do that. So it'll be quite interesting to see how the how this plays out. No one knows, you know, how this is going to play out. And and again, if you are interested in participating, you know, do it nimbly. Do it with capital that you can afford to lose, because there's nothing stopping Bitcoin from falling back to, you know, the $3,000 mark that it was earlier, and it could possibly go up to $20,000. I think $20,000 is going to be kind of a barrier for Bitcoin. So if it goes up to $20,000, that's a double from here. Okay, fine, but I can find many businesses or companies trading in the public markets that can as well over the next year go, you know, do 100% return. And I'm actually owning something real. So again, something to be thoughtful of. And I hope that was helpful and gives you a little bit of an understanding of my perspective on where I think Bitcoin and this halving kind of, I would say it's a bit of a kind of a PR stunt for the Bitcoin maniacs and the crypto, I don't know if there's a term for this, cryptoholics and the hodlers and people who will hold, and you know, they think this Bitcoin is the best thing since sliced bread, you know. And I'm a big fan of blockchain, but not necessarily of Bitcoin. And right now I don't own any Bitcoin. I do own Ripple. That's the only cryptocurrency I own. Will I buy Bitcoin? I may do it for a trade. You know, I'll see if it pulls back down to 8,000 or 7,500. I may do it as a short-term trade to buy some Bitcoin and then sell it at 10 or 12,000 if it does have a quick move up, right? But I am not a long-term holder in Bitcoin yet. You know, I'm not sold on it. I think there's better assets. You know, and if Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency market goes up, you know, it will, you know, it will cause some of the smaller cryptocurrencies such as Ripple to appreciate as well. So that's how I'm participating. I don't see major institutional money coming into this. Yes, there are some fund managers, some investors that have put together funds But these are relatively small funds, you know, like $500 million fund or even a couple $1 billion fund is really, really small in the grand scheme of things, where you have you know, trillions, tens of trillions of dollars invested in the capital markets, and the cryptocurrency market is still relatively small, and that type of money will not necessarily move the market. And cryptocurrency market is already to a certain degree manipulated, and there are a few big players, or as they're called, whales in the market that can move and manipulate the market. So be careful, expect a lot of volatility. But if you're willing to speculate or have faith in Bitcoin and this halving process providing upside potential, then you may want to consider it. Again, just a reminder, a disclaimer, this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. This is not investment or financial advice. So do your own due diligence or talk to your financial advisor before making any investment. With that, I wish you all a very safe, happy, and prosperous week. God bless.